All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. Joining me now is Dr. Jack Regan, CEO of Lexigene. And Jack, it's great to have you back again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're actually looking at the MyQ lab over your shoulder there, and that's what we're talking about today. You've got news out about that, but I thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk a little bit about the manufacturing of this, the manufacturing business, and how all that's working.
Yeah, so step into contract manufacturing specifically for the pharmaceutical industry. Because the pharmaceutical industry is actually, if you will, split into two sort of halves. There's the conventional sort of small molecule pharma, which is effectively chemically synthesizing a drug. And then you have this biopharmaceutical branch, or otherwise known as biotech. And the biotech side of pharma is absolutely exploding right now. And it's also an area where it's much more expensive, if you will, to make a product because of the process involved in making that product, because you have to use bioreactors, which is much more complicated.
Jack, maybe you could tell me exactly what biologic is, because that word's come up.
Yeah, biologic is not familiar to a lot of people. Biologic is really sort of, if you will, a class of therapeutic. If you think of it biologic, it has a biology root. And that means that this particular class of therapy, it has either a protein base or in some way it was formed with the aid of cells. And these cells are actually grown, if you will, in things called bioreactors. And so these are sort of big vessels, if you will, and some can be extremely large in size, really as large as 30,000 liters. And so how big is 30,000 liters? It's about the size of a swimming pool. And so these bioreactors hold a tremendous amount of cells that are growing, and these cells are producing proteins. Those proteins or viruses, in the case of some vaccines, are actually purified and used as a therapeutic or a vaccine.
So what exactly are they detecting?
So in regards to actually growing a biologic in a bioreactor, one, you have to grow the product. But yeah, in the eyes of the biopharmaceutical company, they want to make sure that product is safe and free of contaminants so that it is safe for a person to actually receive as a drug or a vaccine. And so they need to monitor these bioreactors to make sure the raw materials going in are free and clear of contaminants, and that each time they scale up the size of the bioreactor, that it's free and clear of contaminants. And likewise, the final product going to the customer is free of contaminants.
So Jack, this is where your technology comes in because of the speed. And we've talked about that in the past. And maybe you could sort of relay to the audience a little bit about how important speed is, because the way it's done right now, it can take potentially days to have that happen. But with the technology that you have, you cut that down substantially, which could be game changing for those labs.
No, it's extremely important. And we all know the phrase, you know, time is money, right? And yeah, so yeah, in the world of you know, biopharmaceutical manufacturing, time absolutely does translate into money, but it's not just time, it's also the cost of the raw material going in. So bringing it back to Lexigene, what we do and do well is we can screen pathogens, not pathogens, but contaminants or pathogens simultaneously. So we can look for a lot of different targets at once and return results in about 2 hours. If you look at this particular industry, this particular press release was about detecting a bacterium called Cutibacterium acnes. It actually is the bacteria that causes acne. And so not surprisingly, you know, it's something that can contaminate a bioreactor. It happens to be a bacterium that grows extremely slowly. So why is that a problem? That's a problem because these pharmaceutical companies have invested a tremendous amount of time and money in raw reagents and processing to actually create this product. If they can't determine whether or not it's contaminated until weeks later, that is a massive problem, and it translates into massive dollars lost that they want to avoid. As a result, these companies are really looking to adopt technologies that allow them to shorten the time to detection down from weeks to ideally hours. That's exactly what Lexigene technology does.
Yeah. So how do you sort of take this and leverage now this big time saver and other things into the future?
So the industry is, we believe, sort of a prime industry for Lexigene technology because there's so many use cases for our technology to help them develop a safe product and also a more a product that can be manufactured in such a way that they're not wasting money, because often the manufacturing process they build in anticipated losses due to a bioreactor going down. So it's certainly an industry that has high promise for LexGene. So how we're going to serve this industry is providing a bigger menu for them. It's not just this C. acnes bacterium, which is a problem. There are a lot of other bacteria and viruses that cause a lot of problems for these bioreactors. There's actually about 20 different viruses that can infect the cells inside the bioreactors, which are actually producing the therapeutic protein or the antibody that can become problematic. So they're looking for technology that can screen for about 20 different viruses, as well as some slow-growing bacterium and even slow-growing fungi, and report results back in 2 hours. And so we, as a company, LexGene, are going to be working on developing these new tests for this industry so that they can do a broad screen for all the contaminants that might potentially bring down those bioreactors, so they can build a very safe product in a timely and cost-effective manner.
Oh, well, it's super fascinating stuff. As you know, I'm very interested in continuing to follow this story. Jack, thanks so much for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, Dr. Jack Regan, the CEO of LexGene.